In celebration of Black History Month, EPCC has programs and events scheduled throughout the month of February. Today, my guests are Jaime Chavez and Kathleen Baumbach of EPCC's Black History Committee. Welcome to State of the Arts. How are you?
Good.
Fine,
good to see you once again.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here. So tell us a little bit about your Black History Committee and how you all get together.
Well, we're all volunteers, and most of us work at the college, but not everyone on the committee does. Some people come in from the community, and every year we organize events for Black History Month, events we're very proud of. They have been very popular for people to come in. For example, Monday night we have Jazz Night with Mike Hamilton and Billy Towns. That'll be Monday, February 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. at our Academic Services Center, which is at 9050 Viscount.
And that's free and open to the public,
correct? It's free and open to the public.
All ages.
We invite everyone to come, all ages, no problems. And it's just really an enjoyable night. We've also got a performing arts night Monday a week later on February 16th from 7 to 9 in the same building at 9050 Viscount. We'll have dance, we'll have music, we'll have other arts, and we'll have an art show in the lobby that the students have put together. And then Monday, February 23rd from 7 to 9 in the same building at 9050 Viscount, we have a one-act play by a professional actor who comes in from New York every year. He's been so popular, we keep bringing him back to do different one-act plays.
And how did you discover him?
Someone saw him perform and was someone on the committee and was so impressed that he told us, we have to have this guy come. And so this is the fourth year we've had him come.
And this guy's name is Phil
Darius Wallace.
Sounds very distinguished.
It does.
It?
Well, he must be
he
if he's coming back and back.
Yes. He creates his own one-act plays and performs them around the country. So this year we have him doing Martin Luther King. In the past, we've had him do Malcolm X and Frederick Douglass. So we're highlighting the life of Martin Luther King in this one-act play.
And this one-act play is on Monday, February 23rd.
Yes, the 23rd.
Which campus again?
The Academic Services Center is not a campus. It's at 9050
that's right.
Viscount. There's a little sign that says EPCC and an arrow. Very easy to find. There's plenty of parking.
I remember it was the old Tonka truck.
Yes,
facility.
Yes, it was. It was a long, long time ago. And then on campus, we have literature readings. We encourage students especially, but anyone from the community is welcome to come and read from their favorite African-American writer.
And I know you're an English teacher.
Yes.
Who happens to be your favorite African-American writer?
I like Paul Laurence Dunbar for poetry, and then for prose, I like James Baldwin.
My favorite is Langston.
Langston Hughes.
And Zora Neale Thurston.
My students love Langston Hughes and Maya Angelou.
Yes, well, who can blame them? Two of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
Good writers with a lot of perspective on Black History Month. We also have going on, which is continuous, at the Administrative Services Center on Viscount. You can take a look at the student art exhibit, and it's every day. Well, Monday through Friday throughout the month of February from 8 to 5 at the ASC foyer. As you walk in, there's a foyer there, and there's lots of artworks from various individuals. And then behind the foyer is the auditorium where all of these activities, Jazz Night, Performing Arts Night, and In the Spotlight will take place. And we've got some sample, let you look at my brochure here, sample African-American artist Jimi Hendrix. We also have a picture of Malcolm X and Louis Armstrong just wailing away.
And we play a lot of Louis Armstrong here on KTEP. I'm sure you've heard Dennis's show in the morning.
Yes.
From 8 to 5 every Monday through Friday, people can come in and take advantage.
Now, tell me about these readings. You have different ones at different campuses.
Yeah, and they're designed to be participatory events where anyone from the community or students can get up and read from their favorite African-American writer. We usually bring some extra poems and prose pieces along in case someone gets in the mood while they're there. They've been very popular. The students really enjoy the readings, and they enjoy doing the readings, performing the readings. We've also had a class, an elementary school class, come one year. So we have these three events. Anyone is invited, including the community. At Northwest Center, February 17th, noon to 2 p.m. at Valle Verde campus in the cafeteria annex February 18th, and then on February 27th at the Trans Mountain campus foyer from 10 to noon.
Now, if people want more information on Black History Month at EPCC, is there a website that they can visit?
Yes, they can go to the college's website, which is www.epcc.edu. And Black History Month is featured on the website. So they just click on Black History Month and they'll find a calendar with all the events.
You can also contact Olga Chavez. She's in charge of all of this, and we're working with her, and it's been a great experience. Her number is 831-3324. She's at the Valle Verde campus. Want to mention real quick for Jazz Night this Monday, two outstanding local jazz artists will perform, Michael Hamilton and Billy Towns.
Can't miss them. They're great El Paso gems that you need to see live, of course. Thank you so much for being here, State of the Arts, talking Black History at EPCC with our friends Jaime Chavez and Kathleen Bombeck.
Thank you.
We'll see you there.
Yes, sir.